This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the show. 1 hour of Hurricane talk, and that talk is going to revolve around Hurricane spring football. Don Bailey Jr., my wingman, is with me, joins me on Saturday with Josh Darrow from Cobb Stadium on the campus of the University of Miami for spring game coverage. We'll be on the air Saturday, April the 12th at 3 p.m. And game coverage, whatever form that game is going to be, will begin at 4 o'clock and take you right up until 6 p.m. So come see us at Cobb Stadium. There's a baseball game that night as well. Hurricanes baseball team plays a three-game series against Duke this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have all three games on TV. And on Saturday, I've got the spring game and the baseball game. That's going to be fun. At any rate, coming up on the show, we'll hear from Mario Cristobal. We'll hear from Jason Taylor. We'll hear from Justin Scott. And we will hear from James Brockermeyer. That's all coming up right here, right now on the show. Don Bailey, you're at practice today. Been there every day. Got your nose in the meetings and all that stuff. What impressed you today?
Well, you know, Joe, I think the thing that's been impressive all through training spring camp is how this team's coming together. I think there's a ton of inexperience at wide receiver. I've seen them get better every single day. They looked extremely good at times in the scrimmage on Saturday, and the same thing goes with the secondary. A lot of new players there from that haven't even been on this campus. You know, they arrived in time for spring practice and have been here and part of strength and conditioning, but they seem to be starting to gel as well. And I think it's, you know, this was a very important spring for Coach Cristobal because of the youth at receiver and in the secondary, but also you've got Corey Heatherman, who is introducing a new defense, and they're looking, I've seen the progress day after day and really week after week, and you're starting to see this unit start to come together and become more organized in the sense of understanding his calls.
It's funny that you mention him, because that's exactly the direction I was going to go in, because we have a new defensive coordinator. The University of Miami has a new defensive coordinator, and you know how that goes. Every time there's a new defensive coordinator, I don't care if it's the University of Miami, Miami Dolphins, Notre Dame, anywhere, they always say the same thing. We're going to play fast and physical. Of course you want to play fast and physical. That's how you play defense. But what have you seen under Coach Heatherman, and how long will this adjustment take going into the beginning of the season?
Well, I think really, Joe, the guys are not going to feel fully comfortable until they've gone through a couple games, because you can't simulate game speed at practice. Now, they were hitting pretty good full pads on Saturday, And it was pretty wide open as far as that goes. But the speed is not going to be anywhere similar to what it's going to be Notre Dame week one or Florida week four. But what's going to continue to happen is that defense is going to recognize what the offense is doing, and they're going to continue to work on their adjustments, and they're going to continue to work on their calls. And the way that Coach Heatherman packages his linebackers and in the things that he does in the secondary, I think that you're going to see that they're going to be a lot more organized and quicker to react, and that's a big part of any defense.
It's going to be equal footing on Labor Day weekend. Notre Dame also has a new defensive coordinator, Chris Ash, from Ohio State, former head coach at Rutgers. Marcus Freeman was talking about him this week and the Notre Dame defense. So they, too, are adjusting during the spring. Notre Dame also has to find a quarterback as well. On the other side of the ball, I do find this interesting. It might just be my own perception, but I watched Shannon Dawson work. I watched Shannon Dawson coach and talk, and now you see a coordinator who's in a program for the third year, and you look at that and you go, after last season, put up the best numbers in the country, some of the best numbers in the history of the University of Miami. And I watch the way he works and I say, there's a guy that knows what he wants now. He's got the full grasp of the Miami program because he feels like it's his, or it is his now. And so I think that's a huge benefit to the University of Miami.
I think Shannon Dawson really, on a national level, is still probably underrated. I mean, what he was able to do the last couple of years and really how he just pushed this offense forward under Cam Ward this past season, the numbers are amazing. I mean, they were record-setting numbers at a place that was used to setting records at the University of Miami. And, you know, on a national level, I think people are going to continue to realize that Shannon Dawson is an elite play caller, and he creates a great situation with his quarterbacks and his receivers and keeps them on the same page and also has great respect for the running game. And I think that's really the best part that happens offensively for Miami, is that the head coach and the offensive line coach, they're going to run the football, and they want to be physical, and they want to make sure that if they've got to win a football game, it's going to be at the line of scrimmage every time. And Coach Dawson's fine with it. I mean, I've never seen him tied to, I've got to pass, I've got to have this many yards through the air. Yes, 20 yards last year through the air with the quarterback situation that they had. But now I think that what they'll find is what they do best, and then they'll continue to work on the other things. But it'll be a different personality for this offense, but it will be explosive, and it will always be productive under Shannon Dawson.
We're going to hear Mario Cristobal's thoughts on Carson Beck in a moment. Spring game is Saturday. Carson Beck will not participate. What do you think? What are your observations on the relationship between Dawson and Carson Beck?
Well, you know, Joe, it's very simple to see. I mean, Dawson had a good relationship with Van Dyke, and he had a good relationship with Ward, and there's no difference. And he's got a very good relationship with that whole quarterback room. And fortunately, I've been around to watch him in action, and he's a great teacher. And he asks the right questions. He expects to get the correct answers, but it's the way that he corrects things, the way that he teaches it, where it's completely understandable. And he always gives the reason why you should do this. And he also has an outlet for if the first choice is not there, you go here. And you can't ask for a more quarterback-friendly coordinator than Shannon Dawson. And I just think it makes people feel at ease. And he's not a guy, and he handles all his quarterbacks on the sideline in a professional manner. And you're seeing the results of it.
Spring game is Saturday. We'll be on there at 3:00. We'll have coverage of University of Miami wrapping up spring football Saturday from Cobb Stadium on the campus of the University of Miami, beginning at 3 p.m. Mario Cristobal spoke today about the spring game and was asked about the latest on Carson Beck.
I don't know. I know he's throwing some other things. You know, he's throwing those other the rehab part of, you know, the contraptions, those balls or whatnot. And it's right there. I mean, we feel great about it. He's taken part, not only walkthroughs, but also in team setting drills that allow him to hand the ball off, goes for every progression, stays up there and watches relentlessly watches film. Excited about him. Also, you know, the value of the rep continues to stand out because you see so many quarterbacks today have the opportunity to get the ball to, you know, some younger receivers that haven't played. You saw C.J. Daniels now getting live work as well, and he's certainly going to help us a bunch. I got off track a little bit, but I think you know what I'm saying. You know, we're getting there. We're real close. He won't throw in the spring game, just to say that.
You complimented the defense on Saturday. I'm just wondering what stood out to you, the defense? What impressed you?
The intensity. They played with intensity, passion, physicality. They forced turnovers. They created negative plays. They disrupted the passer. They forced balls to bounce and roll off the edge. There was always an answer there. The support player was in place. I thought we tackled well. I thought we were very aware of where our help was. Felt like we played like a unit. Communication was, I want to say, completely spot on, but much improved. Guys ran to the football, which probably stands out as the number one thing we're doing better in the spring. We're running to the football, and we're getting there with intentions, right, of making something happen. So that's why I would say. And I think today the offense responded and got one back up on them in the form of some big plays. The defense still made a lot of good plays. But
I understand it might be hard to judge because Carson is out this spring, but from what you see, do you feel like there's explosive potential on offense with this group?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't, there's no intention of going backwards on offense. You know, the obvious is there was such a high standard last year with points and yards, and there's a lot of way to get points and yards, and I feel that we have the capabilities of doing it both ways. You know, our running game is strong, our offensive line is strong. Our quarterback room is excellent. It's strong. Our receivers, some of them are young, but you know, we've played with young receivers at Miami before for a long time and won a lot of games with that. And then some of the older guys have done a really good job as well, maturing and developing. And the tight end room is something that, you know, you saw towards the end of the year was being used more and more. We've got to keep doing that. So I do feel really good about our explosiveness capabilities. And the ability of our coaches to put the ball in the hands of the guys that can make plays.
You've always handled the chaos of the portal well. Obviously, ace last May, getting everyone you wanted. What's that like to go through that Sunday? Do you meet with all the coaches and decide what you need to address come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when the second window opens?
What's the portal like?
And just the chaos of it it's over the next 72,
sure.
96 hours.
Sure. I don't complain. I mean, we just go, we work, and I believe in that, but what's the best way to put this? Okay. The portal is always open, regardless of the dates that are prescribed, and everybody's in the portal. Everybody. That's what it's like. That's the reality of where we are in terms of college football. Now, you're not going to find any complaining on this side. I want to say that 14 times over. You adapt or you die. It's the bottom line, right? But that's the reality of the world we live in. And you know what you do? You work your tail off and you make sure that you show guys a path for improvement, for betterment, and you make sure that you find every human possible that puts Miami first. Because that's still the best part of a winning formula. People that want to see a place do well and understand that if everybody does well, and that if you get the pieces to do well, and if you work together to get all the pieces to do well, that the magic happens. So will it be chaotic? I mean, it's part of the business. There's no complaint. Let's go to work. Let's put together the best team that we can. Let's get better in these next 2 days. Let's get healthy. Let's go recruit like crazy. Let's do right by our people and make sure our people do right by the University of Miami.
Okay, Mario Cristobal with where the Canes are now and Carson Beck. As you mentioned, Carson Beck not going to participate, obviously, in the spring game, not throwing yet. That'll come probably in May or June. The good news, Don, for the University of Miami would be when Miami plays Notre Dame, it's not Carson Beck's first rodeo. He has played in some gigantic games, so the environment is not going to overwhelm him. The other thing that comes to mind, let me go back to what we were talking about with Shannon Dawson. Maybe I can better articulate it this way. And also along the lines of Coach Cristobal, and we're going to hear from Jason Taylor in just a moment. This is year four for Coach Cristobal, year three for Shannon Dawson, third year for Jason Taylor, second as an on-the-field coach, which we'll get to. But I think what I'm going to say is that I think they all have a much better grasp of what they want this program or what they think this program can be now. Now that they're here, they know what the possibilities are. They saw it last year, as he just said, in points and yards. Mario knows what it is in terms of recruiting. He sees it all the time, recruiting freshmen and or through the transfer portal. So I don't think there are any more surprises with this program. I think they know what they have or what it can be.
Well, that they do, Joe, and they know Coach Cristobal knows exactly what it wants to look like. And I mean literally. I mean, he's got positions slotted as far as what size the guys need to be and what their 40s need to be, and he recruits a special type of player that realizes that this program is built on hard work and built on what gets done at Greentree and how things will go from there. And he's going to build a program with high-level recruits, whether they're from the portal or coming out of high school. He's going to build a program built on toughness and having a great conditioned team, thanks to Coach Feld and all the other guys that are involved in the strength and conditioning and nutrition. And if you know exactly what you're getting into when you are recruited by the University of Miami and what the expectations are on the field, in the classroom, in the weight room, in the meeting room. It's there's no gray. It's been defined and it's been completely understood.
Okay, Jason Taylor with Don Bailey is coming up next. Spring game Saturday, April the 12th, will be on the air at 3 o'clock. We'll have Hurricanes coverage for you between 3 and 6. Let me talk to you for a moment. We had some choppy times now, right? We know it's a little bit bumpy out there. The water's a little bit bumpy. You know where it's not bumpy, where it's always going to feel friendly? Williamson Cadillac. So if you are in the market right now for a new automobile, and there's lots of stuff out there in terms of automobiles, the place to go, Williamson Cadillac. You will find friendly faces everywhere. You will find the deal you're looking for, and they will get you in the automobile of your choosing, whether it's the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, or the new all-electric Lyriq. Ed Williamson, he knows his business. He knows his clients. He knows his clientele. He knows his customers. He's been doing it for 50 years with his lovely wife, Carol, right at his side. Of course, he's got an all-star team. There's Jermaine Chambers, former Hurricane wide receiver. You need something done in terms of sales? As for Jermaine, we've got Jeff Rogers, best general manager in the country. And then the do-it-all guy. The do-it-all guy is always right there, Reggie. That's a world-class team. At any rate, if you want world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac, go to Williamson Cadillac. Easy to find. Williamson Cadillac is located on US 1 at 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto. You can go online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and check out all of the inventory. And they will have the CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6. You want peace of mind. You want a quiet drive. You want to solve all your automobile issues. Williamson Cadillac is the place to go. Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, back on the show. On Saturday, we'll have the spring game for you from the campus of the University of Miami. Hurricanes defensive line. We'll talk a lot more about that. If you're going to have a great team, you need to have a great defensive line. We'll hear from some comments from Justin Scott coming up in the next segment, Hurricanes sophomore defensive tackle. But a lot of different moving parts on the defensive line. Mesidor is back. Bain is back. Jason Taylor coaching up the defensive line. And after the scrimmage this past Saturday, he spoke with Don Bailey.
Don Bailey with Jason Taylor. And coach, you just finished up your scrimmage here on Saturday.
Taking some big steps, I think. Obviously, learning a new system. We got a lot of young guys in town. Another number three or four, four or five young guys that are in town up front. Just got here in January that have shown progress. You know, we're 11 practices in. We're not where we want to be. We're not where we were. But we're also not where we're going to be one day. So it's I've been very happy with them. Very pleased with the effort.
You're installing a new playbook and a new style, and are you on schedule for that?
I actually think we're ahead of where I thought we would be at this point. You know, Coach Heatherman may see it differently, even though we do see things very, very alike. We've done a good job. Put a lot of stuff in. We throw a lot at them. The kids have been really good at accepting information, trying to commit it to memory, working on it, walking through, getting extra reps before and after practice, executing during practice, but we also have to let them fail. And situations like today, where we get off the field and let them play, let them fail, even though know I did go on the field once when they failed and lost my mind.
We saw that, Coach.
Yeah, we will talk about that. I'm sure you will. But, yeah, you know, you got to let them fail. When the failure rate comes down drastically like it has over the last two or three practices, then, you know, you're cooking with gas.
You know, Coach, I don't think if people have talked about this enough, but you almost have the entire freshman class here for spring practice. And you're talking about gelling 23-year-old guys with 17 and 18-year-olds. How does that happen?
You throw it at them. First of all, you create a culture and a standard. This is how it's going to be, regardless of age. You know, Mesidor turned 24 today. Mondo turned 18 a few weeks ago in his second year. Marquise Lightfoot is still 17. No, wait, Marquise Lightfoot is 18. So, you know, we're still really, really young. So you create a standard and a culture of what this guy has to be regardless of age. You hold them accountable. You coach everybody hard. But you, like Jimmy Johnson told me my rookie year at the Dolphins, you know, I'm going to coach everybody differently, but everybody fairly. And obviously what's fair for, I won't use a player as an example. What's fair for me is different than what's fair for Coach Mirabal. Probably in Coach Mirabal's favor, you know what I mean? But it's just, everybody's different. You got to find ways to teach. You got to find ways to relate. Some guys learn better on the board. Some guys learn better board and walkthrough. Some guys learn better board, walkthrough, and 3X of reps, you know? So it's finding how everybody commits the information to memory. And obviously your young kids are going to be a little different. Now, in doing so, you got to have veteran guys that can lead, that are, number one, willing to lead, and then number two, have the ability to lead. So, and that's two different things. And we're trying to, that's our responsibility as coaches, I think, to breed those guys and help those guys grow and learn how to lead by example, talk, standard, culture.
Let's talk about two of the older guys, Mesidor and Bain. Mm-hmm. What do they bring to the team? It's easy to talk about what they bring to the room, but what do they bring to the team?
Obviously, very good players and well-respected because of their ability. What they bring to the team is, when we're in the grass, they're always going to work. Now, I gave Mesidor a hard time today because it was his birthday, and I felt like he wasn't running around at the beginning. You know, it was just my way of trying to push buttons with him. Again, treating everybody in a different way that they respond to. But they bring instant respect. I think both of those guys are learning to be more vocal leaders, learning that it doesn't always have to be about jumping someone's ass, jumping someone's butt. It could be with putting your arm around somebody. It could be spending extra time in a meeting room. It could be standing next to somebody during a walkthrough and helping them through. It's not always about kicking them in the butt. Sometimes you got to grab their hand and lead them too. So those guys are learning that. Offensively, I think they know offensively when they play against Mez and Bain, they know they're going to get a full day's work. And it's the same thing for us. You know, we play Coop. We play CC. Like, we're going to get a full day's work. There's a reason why Bain only wants to work when CC's working, you know, or only wants to go against CC. He wants to sharpen his iron against the best iron. Same thing with Coop. You know, it's so, I think guys like Justin Scott, who is like a totally different person than he was a year ago. I think guys like Justin Scott see Bain and Mez go about their business, go about their work, go about their recovery, go about their extra work. I'm sure Bain is sitting inside this door right here waiting on me. They see those things, it becomes contagious. So it's been good.
What do you hope to get out of last week of spring practice?
Healthy.
Great answer. For everybody.
Healthy? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I ain't talking about me. I don't mind if I get hurt, but yeah, I want these guys to be healthy, number one, going into their stretch run of classes and then into our summer program. I want to see the young guys continue to get more and more reps, though their play count will elevate a little bit. We've got guys that played almost 2,000 snaps of college football, and then we got guys that played none. Those guys that played none need to get a big look. I want to see them continue to fall in love with the process of being great. I tell them all the time, everyone wants to be great. Everybody wants to be great. But do you fall in love with the process of being great? And the process, quite honestly, the process sucks. It really does. The process sucks. It's hard. It's miserable. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It's anxiety filled at times. It's sad at times. It's always tough. It's rarely great. It's rarely great and fun. To me, it was, just because the way I looked at success was like, now what? What's next? And, so trying to help these guys enjoy their temporary success, but also fall in love with that process.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
No problem.
All right.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, Don, nice job with Jason Taylor. What do you think we're going to see? What do you think the expectations will be for this defensive line this season?
Well, if you ask Jason Taylor and Damian Lewis, they're expecting every one of them to be an All-American. Those two guys, I mean, they coach them hard. They're great with technique. Both of them bring, you know, there's, what is there, 10 and 15? There's 25 years of NFL experience on the defensive line coaching that room. And both those guys do a great job of communicating, and both of them understand the importance of technique. And, you've got an inside guy in D. Lou, who, 10 years in the National Football League. And Jason, of course, is one of a Hall of Fame pass rusher, Hall of Fame defensive lineman. But you wouldn't know that, Joe, when you're watching them coach. You know, they act like they're out for their – this is their first job they've ever had in their whole life, and their whole life depends on it. That's how hard they coach. And I think these young men are going to, they're going to have great technique. They'll have great energy. And then with Coach Heatherman's defense, they're going to be in tune. You know, each level, the D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary will all be tied together. So I think they'll be extremely well synchronized.
Bain and Mesidor, we know how destructive Bain can be. And it's probably fair to say that his freshman year was more impactful than his sophomore year because of the injuries his sophomore year. Not that he didn't make impactful plays a year ago. He had more opportunities his freshman year. But here's what I'm wondering out loud. Mesidor. Do we know how good he is or how good he can be? Or maybe the question should be, does he know how good he can be?
I think he's figuring that out. I credit him with realizing that an extra year in college would change his trajectory in the National Football League. You know, you go back and see what he did at West Virginia as a freshman and a sophomore, and he was very impressive. And his first year here, you know, you saw a lot of hope and a lot of energy come out of him, and you saw the talent level. And then last year, he was another one that got dinged up some. And the other part was that, you know, he had to play inside a lot more last year. And, you know, he's a bona fide outside guy, you know, who can drop down in certain passing situations or defensive alignments. But he is positively a force. And I expect, you know, he and Bain to have an outstanding year, first of all, because of the way they've been developed and how experienced they both are. But also, Joe, when you're better at defensive tackle, you just get those guys in a one-on-one matchup and everything else take care of itself. If you're weak at any spot on that defensive line and nobody attracts a double team, then it's a long day at the office for anybody. But you've got Mesidor that can attract a double team. Bain obviously can. And, you know, I want to make sure that these couple defensive tackles, you need really four of those guys to come on strong between now and game one against Notre Dame. But when you have to focus on more than one person on the defensive line, good things happen for everybody.
Speaking of coming on strong, the guy that I think the University of Miami really needs to do that is Justin Scott. It'll be his sophomore year. He's got the body for it. He showed some flashes a year ago. Today, he spoke about what he learned and what he learned in this past weekend spring game.
That was a lot of fun. Kind of like a first real feel of just the defense and all the guys playing together. I felt like we was flying around, had tons of energy, and we was just out there making plays on Saturday.
Where do you think you've made the biggest progress in the spring from where you started, what you wanted to do, accomplish, and then now here finally?
Probably just getting stronger and also just technique, getting my footwork down more tighter and just getting my hand placement a little better.
How many impactful plays in your mind have you made this spring in terms of forced fumbles or sacks? Do you happen to know ballpark?
Not really. I'm just kind of out there playing. I feel like I just feel that I'm playing better. Like I'm really getting separation, getting lockout. It's easier to tear off blocks. So, yeah, I feel myself making improvement. Yeah.
Is starting important to you or just being in the rotation as satisfying?
I'm kind of just the type of guy, I just want to make an impact, any type of impact I can, whether it's starting, whether it's rotation, any impact I can do.
Is there anything you have to do stamina-wise, the amount of snaps you got last year, obviously we talked about rotation. Is there anything that you'll do or concentrate on this summer as an offensive tackle to be ready for as many snaps as you can?
Yeah, definitely keeping the stamina up. And, you know, our conditioning staff does a good job of that with the fourth quarter program. It's supposed to be tough. So, you know, that all that toughness makes and practice, all going hard in practice, make game day and everything else a whole lot easier.
What have been your early impressions of Micah Newton and Dante Simpson? Obviously, you were in the same position as them, you know, not that long ago.
Yeah, Micah got injured recently. But with the few time that he got to play, he's twitchy. You know, he a fast guy, snap off the ball, finesse. Yeah, he's a fast, twitchy type of guy. And Dante, he just have it, wreaking havoc. You know, he a big D tackle. He kind of reminded me of myself when I first came in. Kind of just out there playing ball, playing his game, and just taking the coach, any coaching he can take.
Because you weren't here in the spring, if I remember right?
Yeah,
year.
I came in the summer.
How excited are you just for the spring game coming up on Saturday, getting a chance to, you know, get out there, play like a game of football? It's not just, you know, here in the IPF or something.
Definitely super excited. Spring ball makes me like want to miss the season and makes you want to go play a game. So having a spring game that's kind of simulating the game day is going to be real fun. Yeah.
Okay, that is Justin Scott, originally talking about last Saturday's scrimmage and, of course, the scrimmage coming up this Saturday. What kind of impact do you think he's going to have this year, DBJ?
You know, Joe, I don't think people are going to recognize the same Justin Scott from last year to this year. You know, you come in, highly touted guy last year, you know, five-star, one of those highly recruited players in the country as an interior defensive lineman. And believe it or not, it's a big adjustment. You know, you come in and you have to everybody's as big as you are. Everybody's as strong or stronger than you are. You don't understand the tempo of both offense or defense. And he adjusted. He got playing time. I think it was imperative that he got on the field. And Coach Cristobal and the defense made sure that happened. And you hear it in his voice. You just hear the confidence that he's picking up. Now, the sky is the limit on him. He is not a guy, in my opinion, that was overrated at all coming out of high school. But the technique side of it is where he's going to benefit from Coach Lewis and Coach Taylor, because in high school, when you're bigger and you're stronger, you just can overpower guys. I'm starting to see him do extremely well in the one-on-one pass rushes and block destruction. He's working on that, and he's becoming a technician, because I know that he realized after last season that, yeah, I might be 295 pounds or 300 pounds, but I still need technique, because the guys I'm going against are that big as well. And you're going to see big things, I believe, happen for him this coming season.
Okay, we go to the other side of the ball. Don's favorite position, center, James Brockermeyer, transfer in from TCU, Miami's new center, and he was asked about his performance so far during spring football.
It's been great. I think I've been developing a lot with Coach Mirabal, and being around the guys here has been a great thing for me, and I'm excited to have it continue going forward.
And you've had a few different O-line coaches over the course of your college career. So just what does Coach Mirabal do that makes him stand out, makes him different?
He just has unexplainable juice, I guess you could say. He loves what he does, and I've said it before. I don't think there's a day he wakes up and he's not excited to come into work. And along with the juice he's got, he's super knowledgeable about the game, and he's very creative with the ways he coaches. That is a bunch of stuff that I've never seen before, and I think it's a great thing that I'll be able to implement into my game.
Does that get you guys on the O-line fired up? You see him tweeting at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, okay, well, I got to be up because coach is already up.
Yeah, I mean, we'll wake up every morning, and we'll have a text from him at like 4:30 in the morning with some motivational quote or something, and, you know, we see that he's ready to go, so we got no choice but to get ready to roll, too.
James, it's not easy for early enrollee quarterbacks to come in. What has struck you about Luke, his command in the huddle, with plays when you do huddle during spring practices and scrimmages?
Yeah, we huddle a lot, and he's done a great job of taking command, especially as a freshman. I know it wasn't easy when I was a freshman coming into a good program, and I've been really impressed by the way he's been able to handle it and take command of the offense when he's gotten his shot.
You guys got 20 guys in the old line room. How do you feel like the depth is developing and how everybody's coming along?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys that can roll if we need them to, and everyone does a great job of taking a lot of pride in their role on the team, and it's been really, really great to watch and see it unfold.
Interior lineman who comes to mind who's been a real handful for you since you've had pads on that you've had to block, who comes to mind?
They're all really good in their own different ways. They all bring a little different type of ability to their game. Some guys have a little more twitch, some guys have a little more power, but they're all a huge challenge, and they've made me a lot better, and I hope I've made them better too.
Saturday, what are you looking to see from the O-line, from yourself?
Yeah, just with it being live, you know, you just want to see guys finishing and pushing the pile and doing little stuff like that you're not really supposed to do when it's just a thud, and, when it'll be able to establish a run and then play complimentary football off of that and be able to protect the quarterback and let our guys on the outside make some plays too.
Okay, James Brockermeyer, what do your eyes tell you about the Hurricanes' newest center?
They hit the lottery ticket again, Joe, at center. You know, they've done it. This is 3 years in a row that they've gone into the portal and found a center that's going to make a big difference on that offensive line. Now, Brockermeyer, you can tell that he comes from a football family. Dad an NFL guy, and a couple brothers have played in college. He and a twin brother actually were at Alabama together. But his football IQ is off the charts. He's already got all the calls mastered. He's already he already can run that whole offensive line and understands what his role is as far as the point goes on pointing out who the linebacker is and signaling down the line of scrimmage, and he clarifies anything that's a mix up. And he's also starting to lead this football team by his example. You know, he comes in, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he's in there working already, preparing for practice. You know, he sits right in the front of the room. I've yet to see the guy not get the answer right to a question. And Coach Mirabal does a great job of quizzing all his players through every meeting. But you've got a leader there, and he's a bona fide center, and in the sense that he's athletic enough for that position. He's both excels in the run game and the pass game. But the thing that impresses me the most about him is how quick he's picked up the offense and how well he makes his calls.
Well, they needed some experience there. That's a good positive report. What do you think we're going to see on Saturday? These spring games now are, I wouldn't be sure. I think they're going to go one or two ways before you answer the question. Either they're going to go away, or somehow the NCAA is going to allow like an actual game against an actual opponent. But I think they're going to go away. At any rate, Saturday we're going to be out there. What do you think we're going to see?
I think you're going to see intensity. I mean, Coach Cristobal is not going to waste an opportunity to get this football team better. He's going to make sure that the guys understand that, you know, they're going to go out there. They're going to have a certain number of plays that each group is going to try to work or get close to that number. And I expect a very intense game. I expect to see everybody get on the field. I expect to see production out of every single group. And, you know, that's how you get moved up the depth chart is what you put on tape. And if whether you're first team, second team, or third team, whatever group you're running with, this is an opportunity to solidify a job or move up. And that's what they create. They want a highly competitive group out on the field, a team out on the field, and those guys realize it. And so I expect a lot, Joe. I expect some big plays, and I expect the defense to be very impressive as well.
I do want to say this. We have a broadcast coming up on Saturday that I think is going to be a little bit different. Well, first of all, during the spring game, we rarely do a full play-by-play because it doesn't warrant that. But in this particular case, we're going to set this up. At the very least, you're going to be standing there behind Coach Cristobal. Might be all three of us standing on the sideline. We're trying to work some of that out right now. But I think we're going to have a different kind of broadcast because we're going to have a unique perspective. Also, there's no press box. So we're going to be on the field right next to Coach Cristobal or right on the sidelines discussing University of Miami football Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, but it's going to be – I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be exciting for the fans to listen to if they can't make it out to the University of Miami campus to see the spring game. I think it'll be fun for everybody, but – you know, as you mentioned, Joe, we're gonna have all different kind of angles, and we're gonna be right there in the thick of it. And I appreciate the university allowing us to do it that way. But I think it's gonna give a lot of insight to our listeners, and of course, we will do our very best as we do every week.
Notre Dame, by the way, has their spring game also on Saturday. Their blue gold game at 2:00. They've got a 3-person battle for the quarterback spot. Now, they do have one quarterback that did play a little bit last year, their backup quarterback, but they've got three guys battling to be the quarterback. They will play on Saturday, so we'll preview that as well. We'll preview Miami and Notre Dame when we're done with our game, and also next week on the show. As always, a lot of fun talking Hurricanes football, and I will see you Saturday inside of Cobb Stadium.
That will do, Joe. Make sure every Hurricane either turns on the radio or shows up for the spring game. It'll be a great one.
All right. That's Don Bailey Jr. with us. Thanks to Jason Taylor as well, our producer, Trevor Harris. We will talk to you on Saturday from Cobb Stadium here on QAM. Stay tuned. Hockey coming up next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.